This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Kia ora, welcome to House Guest, where we chat with the awesome people and groups making a difference in our community, all from our non-profit home base at Dunedin Community House.
And for our final edition of House Guest for 2025, we welcome back Rob Riddle-Tiger. We've talked with Rob before about many things, including the upcoming Dunedin Community Christmas Dinner, and that's top of the list for conversation today. Morena, nice to have you with us, Rob. Thanks for coming in.
Morena.
Now, just to remind us, this is an annual event which is put on and driven by a huge amount of volunteer power, and Dunedin Town Hall is looking forward to welcoming how many people, do you think?
In total, I expect we'll feed something approaching 650 people on the day.
And that includes a significant volunteer force, right?
Yes, that's right. And in total, and this includes before the day and on the day, we're approaching sort of 200 volunteers involved in making this happen. I've just checked the numbers signed up. We've got 498 guests signed up so far. Space for a few more. It's a big event, a lot involved.
An opportunity for people to get together from all sorts of backgrounds and interests, just to spend some time together, sharing some food, sharing some entertainment and conversation too. And conversation's important around the table. We love that, don't we? And you've got some roles there for people who help kind of facilitate that.
That's right. There's a volunteer role that we're still looking to fill, which is table host. So table hosts are there on the day, and they sit with the guests having dinner, and they take responsibility for ensuring their table. I don't think you can force people to have a good time, but you try and give them a good time. You take care of stuff. You make sure they're watered and fed, and if they get dietary requirements, you deal with that. If any issues come up, you kind of help them sort that out. There's conversation, you giving conversation starters, but it's about creating an environment where people aren't having to worry, because we know that we get a diverse range of our community, and so there's lots of different languages, there's lots of different worldviews, there's lots of different abilities in the room, and your job is to work with the nine other people at your table and make sure that they have as good a time as possible.
And of course, we've had so many wonderful previous examples of this. Dunedin people do it well, but you just need a few more people in there to help out on the day.
Yes, that's right. And it's our biggest role to fill, and it's not unusual to still need people at this time. It's on Christmas Day. We've had a few dropouts. It's to be expected. Stuff comes up. You get fed. You get to join in the meal as well. You get to enjoy the entertainment too. What table hosts tell me is it's an extremely rewarding role. And the number one thing that attendees tell us they get from the event is companionship. And you play a key role and making sure that happens.
Now, Rob, plenty of people out there have made Christmas plans already, but there might be a window of opportunity. So how much of time might someone be required for on the day?
Oh, I should have checked what time we expect people to turn up. I think it's from about 10 a.m. Through until about 2:30.
Okay, so if you've planned Christmas dinner,
yep,
there might be an opportunity for you to help out during the day and have two fabulous Christmas events in the same day.
Absolutely. It's the event itself starts at 11:30 a.m., but there's a health and safety briefing and a briefing on the role beforehand. And then we finish up at 2, and you're welcome to just absolutely leave then. There's some tidy up that happens, obviously, which you're welcome to help with. But if you're there till 2, that's no problem at all.
This certainly seems to be one of those annual events where, as hosts, you're not sort of worrying right up to the last minute, is anyone going to turn up? It's kind of the other way around,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes. And that's one of the things that we have to deal with. So whilst we've got sign-ups, history tells us that the number that turn up on the day varies. Some of it's weather, and stuff comes up And so we've got that number. We'll be verifying that number with potential attendees. But you know, on the day, if we've got 10 more, 10 less, then we need one more, one less table host. And that's one of the more difficult things about managing volunteer numbers. It's just not knowing exactly how many we'll need.
Just looking at the dinner itself, clearly there's a massive effort in the kitchens and stuff and prep and all that kind of thing going on too. And yep. No doubt some local businesses and agencies are really helpful around that. Who's doing all the work there?
God, well, internally, Kevin Gilbert, who is doing a lot of the work in organising the food as a volunteer. And he is working with... let's start in the south. There's a farmer in Southland who donates the hogget. We get them processed, but what the lamb that's served up on the day is donated. We're working with Kiwi Harvest, who helps us minimise food waste and provides us with various things as well. All round town. When I soon start thinking of dairy things, I forget the names because I don't eat dairy. but Anchor and local places all around town, especially Fresh Choice, are extremely helpful. They give us discounts. Cowell's Pavlovas, so much goes into it. Food comes from all over the place. People give us special prices or they give us food for free. There's quite a list.
And of course, not everybody will be up for the traditional Kiwi lamb and so forth. You have other options. You've got so many other dietary requirements out there.
That's right. On the sign-up form, you just let us know how many vegan, vegetarian, kosher, halal or other meals you need, and we make sure that's dealt with. And we do things like ensure that the gravy is gluten-free and vegan. And so the gravy is not an issue for most people. The regular meal, we keep the main dishes, we keep to being gluten-free. Just let us know what you need. And the vegetarian and vegan option this year sounds rather impressive. It's sort of a stack of vegetables and roasty and various other things with a sauce. It sounds very, very impressive.
It's an amazing logistical exercise apart from anything else, but but more importantly, bringing community together and not doing it, you know, on the basis of any particular faith-based thing or for any other reason than just to say, hey, look, you know, Christmas means different things to different people. Mm. And if all the day means to you is a chance to meet someone new and have a chat and a great meal, then that's worthwhile coming along for.
That's right. I don't think you don't need to celebrate Christmas to come along and have a good time at this event. There'll be sing-alongs. There's fantastic entertainment, fantastic food, and presents for children. It is a Christmas dinner, you know, fundamentally that it is and always will be a Christmas dinner. But, we're not expecting anything of our guests other than to have a great time.
Fellowship is the name of the game.
Yeah.
All right. So you can find out more. And if you are still thinking that you might want to register for your spot to come along and be part of it all and sit around the table and enjoy this wonderful meal, then you'd better just get onto it quite quickly. Christmas.org.nz is the site, christmas.org.nz, or you can call 471-6150. That's 471-6150. What about those volunteers? What about those table hosts? Where do they need to go, Rob?
If they go to the same website, christmas.org.nz, and then there's a big link saying volunteer sign up, and if they click on there, there's a form that asks for the details that are necessary, and there's a health and safety form that everyone who works in the town hall needs to do, and so you step through that, and then our volunteer coordinator will get back to you soon.
Rob, when you and your team finally sweep up the last crumb and stack all the chairs and do whatever it is you need to do at the end of the day. What's ahead of you for the Christmas break?
Sleeping. I think that feels like it. At the moment, I definitely sort of waking up, sort of thinking, right, what do I need to do to make this Christmas dinner happen today? And so not having that on my mind is probably going to allow me to have a lie-in.
The biggest gift of all.
Yes.
That's wonderful. Hey, thanks, Rob, to you and everyone who's making this wonderful Dunedin Community Christmas dinner possible and happening at the Dunedin Town Hall from 11:30 on Christmas Day. And thanks to all you've given us through the year for our house guest spot to Rob. We really appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Dunedin Community House is a shared home for non-profits in the heart of Dunedin at 43 Princes Street, just off the Octagon. Are you interested in delivering for your community and need a desk, an office, storage or meeting space? Get in touch with us at Dunedin Community House on 03 471 6150. Email info@dch.org.nz or visit dch.org.nz for more information. We'd love you to join our community.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.